magnet is far in the light. All is not certain, but I will get by. Listen, I'll tell you why. Where do I go when I need a shelter? Where do I go? Where do I go when I need a friend? Where do I go when I need some helping? Where do I go back on my knees again? Where do I go when I need a shelter? Where do I go when I need a friend? Where do I go when I need some helping? Where do I go back on my knees again? Where do I go back on my knees?
That's the place.
Amen. This song does vividly remind us that we need to go before the Lord in prayer, take all of our cares and concerns, and later in the service we'll share some of the things that may be especially on each of your hearts. But we want to call the church to worship this morning by going before the Lord in prayer and just giving blessing and praise to Him. Father, we come before you this morning first to slow ourselves down, to kind of unwind from the pressures, the activities, the concerns that sometimes distract us. We come humbly acknowledging our need of you. We come thankfully acknowledging that you have provided all of our needs. During this season of Advent, we are so vividly reminded, Father, that you have met our deepest and greatest need, the need to have a restored relationship with you that was broken because of our sin and rebellion, but which was graciously restored when Jesus came to be born of the Virgin and to live and to die and to rise again on our behalf because of your great love. So during this Advent season, we give you praise and thanks for meeting our needs, especially through Christ's coming. And it's in His name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
everybody has trials and temptations. Everybody knows heartbreak, isolation. We can lay our burdens down. Lay our burdens down. What a friend we have in Jesus. East to west, my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon, and forever and ever His heart is my home.
Oh. Stop a minute. Let's stop just a minute. I notice none of you are clapping. You know why? How many of y'all can do this thing, you know, rub your belly and pat your head? It's really hard, isn't it? Well, this song, the clap is on the downbeat. Or the upbeat, on the upbeat. So you're trying to do this, and your hands are wanting to go, which is what you've done all your life. And so you're sitting there just kind of paralyzed and stuff. So we thought we'd do it, you know, a couple more times, not this morning. But so, well, yeah, we're going to finish it. Just to get y'all caught on, because it's got a neat message. It's an upbeat song. We really enjoy doing it, although last week I didn't do a very good job with it. So let's pick up with the oh, 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 oh. Everybody has fears, everybody got worries. Everybody knows sorrow, devastation.
But we can lay our burdens down. Lay our burdens down. What a friend we have in Jesus. Age to age, my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon, and forever and ever, His heart is my home. No more betrayal, for He is faithful. He fills me up, and my cup runneth over. No more betrayal. How He is proven it over and over, over and over. What a friend we have in Jesus. East to west, my sins are gone. I see grace on every horizon.
I can't do it either. You saw after I did it a few times in the moment, I start missing it, so it is difficult.
All right, just for open clarification, the drummer has had an awful time with it.
Yeah.
I'm not even halfway kidding.
Well, I am tied up. All right, what child is this?
I thought we were doing announcements.
Huh. Pardon? Oh, sorry.
Can I share something real
after
quick?
After announcements. Y'all be seated.
When we did the very
Thanks,
first
Mike.
Song, Where Do I Go? Do you remember, I don't know how many people remember this, but do you remember when we used to do the DC Club after the Christian school
mm-hmm.
was here? Well, before that. Anyway, that's what we started doing puppets. The first four puppeteers were just little puppets. That's right there was one of them. Mm-hmm. That was the first puppet stage was right there. Anyway, when we did DC Club, when we would do that song, we'd say, Where Do I Go? Back on my knees again. Those kids were just down on their knees. And every time we sing that song, I think about how much they were just really into it and down on their knees. And they would just fall down on their knees. I don't think I could ever do that again.
Well, you may be seated. Well, this is another one of those busy days of the season. The Habitat for Humanity concert with Natalie Berry Marshall is this afternoon at 3 o'clock And if anyone still needs to have a ticket, I can tell you that you can get those at the door for the same price if you decide to go, and it'll still support Habitat. Then the puppet team is going out to the Willows at 2:30 this afternoon. I know some of you will be going with them to support them in that ministry. So today's a rather full day. And then you have in your bulletin, I think, the announcement for the ladies, the party over at for all the ladies at Paula Piazza's this Tuesday, December 11th at 6:30 p.m. All the information's on that little insert. So that'll get us through to next Sunday, which is another really, really busy Sunday. But as I said in my opening prayer, I trust that in the busyness, and it's all a good kind of thing that's just involved in celebrating the season, ministering to other people. We don't want to get so overwhelmed that we lose our peace, our joy, and what this can mean to us if we'll allow it to do so. This morning, we light the Advent candle of peace. And if someone would get a microphone for Peggy, who's going to do the reading. And I think Brandy is going to light the second Advent candle this morning. So, Peggy, if you would come and share the reading, we'll light the second candle.
Then a shoot will grow from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots will bear fruit. The Spirit of the Lord will rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and strength, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. His delight will be in the fear of the Lord. He will not judge by what he sees with his eyes. He will not execute justice by what he hears with his ears, but he will judge the poor righteously and execute justice for the oppressed of the land. He will strike the land with discipline from his mouth, and he will kill the wicked with a command from his lips. Righteousness and faithfulness will be a belt around his waist. The wolf will live with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf, the young lion, and the fatling will be together, and a child will lead them. The cow and the bear will graze, their young ones will lie down together, and the lion will eat straw like an ox. An infant will play beside the cobra's pit, and a toddler will put his hand into a snake's den. No one will harm or destroy on my entire holy mountain, for the land will be as full of the knowledge of the Lord as is the sea filled with water. On that day, the root of Jesse will stand as a banner for the peoples. The nations will seek him, and his resting place will be glorious.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Peggy, Brandy. This morning, before we go any further, can we get that microphone back? Austin Reed is in from Guatemala. Before he goes back to the ministry there, I'd ask him to take about 5 minutes or so this morning to bring us up to date about the school, the Christian school, the Bible study, and the skateboard ministry. You may not recognize Austin. I think his beard has grown much since he was here and looked like a kid. Now he looks like a mountain man, and we're glad to have him with us. He is a part of our family, my great nephew. And he said somehow this temperature here doesn't quite lend itself to him ever getting warm like he does down in Guatemala. So hopefully he's warm enough to share. Austin, come and tell us a little bit about what's going on, what's on your heart. It is good to see you again. I know you're busy and in a whirlwind. Maybe it's just not on to green.
There we go. Okay.
There awesome. We go.
I appreciate the mountain man. My dad, when he saw me, told me I look like a hobo. So mountain man's an upgrade from a hobo, so... all right, so as Terry mentioned, I went down to Guatemala to work with some youth, to do youth ministry, and Didn't really know what we were going for. I just knew I wanted to do something with youth. So I started out working at the school. And when we started with the school, we had students, and which is pretty great. It's your first time teaching. Not a whole lot of, you know, I had three students in my first class, which was awesome. Didn't realize that was very uncommon, and it was really easy going. And so this next year, we're looking at 100 students enrolled. For a third year of operations is really good. And we're in a town that has about four public schools in a really small town. So we're really glad that we have this kind of growth. We think that our school has something different to offer than the other schools in the area. There are a couple of the Christian schools, but they have a different kind of focus. And I've seen some great growth in some of our students. You know, we're going from pre-K all the way up to what would be our sixth or seventh grade. So it's really good to see some of those guys in class and learn the English and learn about the gospel and stuff like that. So the school is doing really well. We're really glad to have, starting, you know, with three students, you think, well, this is really easy, this is fun, but for the benefit of the school, it's good to have a lot of students. And so now with, we're gonna go over 100 students this year, and it's a really great blessing. We appreciate all the prayers you guys have put up for us, and we can ask that you continue to pray for the school as it continues to grow. As far as the Jesus Way Bible study group that we have, we began to do more. We started out with basically some chats. I wouldn't call them sermons. They weren't particularly ready for sermons. They have the interest in coming to a Bible study, which is great, but they don't have much base on, you know, what is faith, what is relationship. You know, they look at, they have the Protestant and the Catholic, and it's a religion. They don't know about the relationship so much. So we started out with some basic understandings of what Christian faith is, and that it's all based on the relationship. And so we began to do some more in-depth Bible studies, and we actually took some Bibles down last time I went, and we've had some them reading the Bibles, and it's pretty awesome to see them read the Bible for the first time. And the Thursday before I left, we did the Genesis account. And only one of the students of 12 had ever heard the Genesis account before. And that was really interesting. And I'm thinking, you know, I grew up with that. You hear it, you know, a couple times a year, and they've spent 13, 14, 16, 18 years of their lives and never heard it a single time. And I think that's something we take for granted in a nation where, well, maybe in a part of a nation where we live in the Bible Belt, we hear all this stuff growing up, and, you know, we don't consider that a lot of people don't know. And some people say, well, it's just a Genesis account. Well, pretty important to know how God has provided for us and gave us everything we needed. And I think that's a pretty basic biblical idea that a lot of kids don't have, and it was a blessing to see them get that for the first time, and I'm glad God's used me to be a part of that. And I sent an update a couple months ago. I'm not sure how many of y'all were able to see that. We started doing some skateboard ministry in 2017. And I know it's kind of it's a different kind of ministry, but, you know, Jesus didn't come and spend time in the churches. He went to the streets, and so I think that's what I feel called to do. So we started with that skateboard ministry, and we've been looking for a place that we could do it long term. We only had the park, the central park of the town I live in, on Sundays, and that's great because it was free, and the mayor gave us the opportunity to do that, and it was really cool for him to do that for us, but it was very limiting to what we can do. And we were searching and searching and searching for areas. We were looking for a warehouse kind of thing because it's really good if it's covered, but it's too expensive and there are not many places. And we found out that what was once a church that had, I guess it was abandoned, and they tore it down, and we built, we're building a skate park on top of the old church. And we got donations we had to put concrete down because of what was there was bad. And then we have some families that are really interested in helping us put some ramps and furnish that with what it needs to be to do a weekly, hopefully a daily ministry there, through kids, you know, call their attention through a sport like skateboarding, and then in the midst of that, work in the Bible and do a little Bible study at the end. So that's something we're looking at doing this year once we get everything finished, and we ask that you pray for it. And I just want to share, the name of the skate park is going to be The Refuge, and it has, you know, a double meaning of our refuge in Christ as Christians and believers in His Son and God, and as well as a refuge for those kids who don't have the opportunities, or maybe don't have security in their lives, and so this is a place they can go and be safe. There's also a place for them to go and be safe in Christ. And so the name came from Psalm 5:11. It says, "But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them. that those who love your name may exult in you. So that's what has been going on this past year, and I just ask that you guys continue praying for us, for myself and my wife and our dog, and for the skateboard ministry, the refuge, and all as well as the school and the Bible study that we've been doing. Thank you.
I think we have some birthdays and anniversaries to celebrate coming up between now and next Sunday. Monday the 10th, William Hungett will be celebrating his birthday. Wednesday the 12th, Connie Mink will have a birthday. Thursday the 13th, John Choppa's mama, Janice Hood, will be celebrating. Monday the 10th, Ernie and Denise Newton will be celebrating their anniversary. Happy anniversary, Denise. Wednesday the 12th, George and Debbie Smith also celebrating an anniversary. Saturday the 15th, Kent and Michelle Harley celebrating. And Saturday the 15th, Josh and Leanne Cromer. Man, December was quite the month. Everybody was figuring out how to, have the church already decorated for Christmas and make it much simpler. I'm not sure, but congratulations to all those folks who are celebrating birthdays and anniversaries. You know, the funniest thing, things you remember, doing weddings all the time, and Brother Harley and I did Kent and Michelle's wedding, and Aaron was Michelle's maid of honor, and we got to the ring ceremony, and I looked at Aaron and I said, "May I have the ring, please?" And she gets this blank look and mouths to me, "I don't have it." She had left it back in the dressing room. So if you ever wonder what to do in the case of an emergency, not everybody can tell what's going on up front during the wedding, so I said, "We'll fake it." So I just reached and pretended to get a ring and said all the things you're supposed to say about a ring and gave it to Michelle to put on Kent's finger. And so they found the ring and it got sealed officially, so all is well. A lot of funny things happened. I did a wedding one time. I don't know why I'm on this, because there's so many anniversaries. I did a wedding at our house one time, which kind of was a last-minute kind of thing, and I thought, man, I don't know if I ought to do this, but I had known the young lady in high school, and so I counseled with her and her fiance on the front porch of our house for about 20 minutes. So then we go into the living room when we were up at Ebenezer, and the living room had a bedroom adjacent to it, as many older houses did, you know, but with just the old-fashioned door with a keyhole. So Colleen and Michelle were in the other room looking through the keyhole while we were having this wedding in the living room, and I get to the point to the groom where I said, "Do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife?" And he just kind of stood there with a blank look, and I thought, he's forgotten the words. But he hadn't really forgotten, because he looked at me. "Can we go outside and talk this whole thing over?"
I tried to find the short the other day.
Okay. The short is in me, I think. So those are some wedding stories that I remember. They're a lot of fun. Many. Pardon? Well, yes, they did. It never, this is the rest of the story. So they came back in and said, "Well, we decided we're going to get married." And I said, "Well, not tonight." I said, "That marriage license is good for 30 days, and you all take a couple weeks. Talk this thing over a little more seriously." And so they came back 2 weeks later, just two witnesses instead of all their rowdy friends that had showed up in the first place, and they were married. That's the rest of the story. Should never start a story not completed. I think most of you are aware that Arnold Baker passed away. That would be Karen's ex-husband. But even being an ex-husband, she took care of him because he just needed and required that. Very tragic kind of death where he had been by himself for some time. But anyway, there will be a memorial service this Wednesday, the 12th, at the Ransdell Funeral Chapel. This Wednesday, the 12th, at noon, with some visitation from 10 until the hour of the service. George Smith and Debbie are not here because Debbie's mom is back in the hospital in Danville, not in the nursing home, but back in the hospital, so they're staying around the clock with her. And are there other maybe pertinent, pressing events? I know we've been asked to pray for Amy Brummett, who's having surgery tomorrow. And then on the 17th, Steve Bird is going to have some shoulder surgery, Rock. All right, but it is a matter of prayer, and pray for disposal of that and in the right place that would be a help to someone. We will pray that. If there is nothing further this morning, we will take these things before the Lord in prayer before we dismiss our children to Children's Church. If there's a prayer on your heart, please lift that up before the Lord. And let's do remember Austin's presentation, working there in Guatemala, a Christian school, a Bible study, and a sport ministry that is open to the love of Christ and the presentation of the gospel. So many things on our hearts this morning. Whatever is near and you feel led to pray about, please do so. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Father, I also want to thank you for all the willing hearts and hands of the puppet team. Lord, I pray that you go before us, that you would prepare hearts, and that, Lord, if there's anyone who wants to come to you for the first time or even just get closer to you, I pray that you would use us to minister and to pray with these people, and that you would just be there. We thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Father, I just thank you for our awesome desire to go to a foreign country and minister your gospel to others. And I just pray.
Yes.
Also faith to carry.
Yes. Father, thank you for the prayers that have gone up from this body of believers, both spoken and unspoken, the things that have been turned loose, we pray, from our worry, our concern, and given to you for your will and your purpose. We trust you to handle all those things that we place in your hands. In Jesus' name, amen. Before we dismiss the children, I will give you a quick update. We have ordered block and brick for the foundation of the crawl space. Weather permitting, there looked like a couple of days that block could be laid, so we might see a foundation before the end of the year, weather permitting. We did get our electrical service that needed to be done for new service to the building. Randy Horn has taken that job, and he's going to be working with Paul Moore, who is volunteering to help us in the electrical phase. So two or three things. So we know we can get electric. We know we can get a foundation laid. And I think the Lord, and I talked two or three people, I think through this building project, there is a spiritual lesson for all of us, wherever we are. And that is to not get ahead of God, be patient, and wait for His timing. Because by our timing, we're about a year behind where we thought we'd be. But there's not much we can do about that. Isn't that a reminder that there are things in life we can't do anything about? But what we can do is pray and trust the Lord and commit them to Him. So I hope we're learning a spiritual lesson along with this physical lesson. I ask the worship team to come dismiss the children at this time.
Oh,
all days, oh so highly exalted, glorious and heaven above. Only you came to the earth you created, all for love's sake became poor. So here I am to worship, here I am to bow down, here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me. And I'll never know how much it costs to see my sin upon that cross. And I'll never know how much it cost to see my sin upon that cross. Here I am to worship, here I am to bow. But down into darkness, open my eyes, let me see.
Over the skies of Bethlehem appeared a star. Seeking truth, travel from afar, hoping to find this child from heaven. Falling on their knees, they bowed before the humble Prince of Peace. I bring offering of worship to my King. No one on earth deserves the praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you. Slow it down just a little. The sun cannot compare to the glory of your love. There is no shadow in your presence. No mortal man would dare to stand before your throne, before the Holy One of Heaven. And it's only by your blood, and it's only through your mercy, Lord, I come. I bring an offering of worship. My King, no one on earth deserves the
praises that I sing. Jesus, may you receive the honor that you're due. Oh Lord, I bring an offering to you.
Yes, Jesus.
I bring an offering to you. We bring an offering to you.
Father, in the